25,000 U.S. and South Korean troops began joint military exercises today. Despite this traditional show of unity, U.S. and South Korean ties are under strain over how to deal with the dictatorship in North Korea. South Korea prefers engagement. The U.S. takes a harder line. The latest example is the U.S. crackdown on North Korea's counterfeiting of U.S. $100 bills. NPR's Louisa Lim starts our coverage in Seoul.
I'm in Namdaemun Market in the South Korean capital, Seoul. I'm standing amid rows of stalls crammed into narrow alleyways. They're piled high with cheap trousers, sweatpants, and shirts, and the street vendors are trying their best to attract passing custom. This is a major tourist attraction, but it's also the site of the biggest haul so far of fake U.S. dollars made in North Korea. Last February, in one swoop, three people were caught here trying to exchange $140,000 in supernotes. That's the name for counterfeit $100 bills manufactured in North Korea. The money changers are still in place. They're rows of elderly women sitting at makeshift stalls. They've got scarves wrapped around their ears and blankets over their knees to protect themselves from the biting wind. They're actually not operating legally, so many of them are reluctant to speak to me. But they do admit that they are seeing counterfeit notes from time to time. As we talk, a man, Mr. Ryu, introduces himself. He buys U.S. dollars from the women, and he says he's recently been seeing more and more supernotes.
I started seeing North Korean supernotes about 8 months ago for the first time, and now I see them once every month or so.
Discoveries like the haul of supernotes here are embarrassing for the current South Korean government. It's expressed doubts over the very existence of North Korean counterfeit money. Its position is driven by its engagement policy with North Korea.
We all know, I know that North Korean government is somehow involved in counterfeiting.
Kim Woo-sang, a political scientist from Yonsei University, reflecting on South Korea's soft stance.
South Korean government keep on maintaining ambiguous position on this counterfeiting issue. This difference on this specific issue may have negative impact.
Last September, the U.S. blacklisted a Macau-based bank, Banco Delta Asia, which it accuses of helping Pyongyang launder fake U.S. bills. This crackdown has caused other banks to cease cooperating with North Korea. Peter Beck from the International Crisis Group visited North Korea weeks after the financial squeeze began.
North Koreans were complaining to me about the duplicity and two-faced United States. How can they, with one hand, shake hands and with the other slap us in the face with these financial sanctions? Because it really has hurt the elite and it's forced them to make significant adjustments in their legal and illegal banking activities.
In the past, we've had problems where soldiers on the other side, North Korean soldiers, will try and abduct people into North Korea.
An American soldier escorting a tour group around the DMZ separating North and South. Troops from the South stand at attention, fists clenched by their sides, some 40 meters from their northern counterparts. But they're worlds apart. The two sides had been discussing North Korean nuclear disarmament at the six-party talks hosted by Beijing. But since November, Pyongyang's been refusing to participate until the counterfeit issue is dropped. Peter Beck isn't confident about the future of the talks.
The outlook for the six-party talks is quite bleak in the moment, and here in Seoul we've been hit by the yellow sands that arrive from the Gobi Desert early every spring, and so the latest analogy being used is that the talks themselves are in this fog of yellow sand.
Many analysts believe that with its finances squeezed, Pyongyang will eventually return to the negotiating table. Action on counterfeit funds may be proving more effective than anticipated, but it's also highlighting the strains underlying America's ties with one of its closest allies. Louisa Lim, NPR News.